Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Worst of the traffic, still that accident on the N12 heading eastbound towards Atlas Road. Still backed up to about the R21.
The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, better known as NUMSA, has embarked on a strike at the Bidvest South African Container Depot in Durban. NUMSA national spokesperson Pakamile Klubi-Majola says the strike follows a deadlock in Section 189 consultations between the union and the company.
NUMSA engaged with management, and at the end of the consultation process, we were unable to find one another. We were not persuaded that retrenchment should go ahead because it became clear that Bidvest wanted to outsource the work of the SACD.
And TikTok faces an imminent shutdown in the United States. This after Congress passed a law last year which forces Chinese owner ByteDance to either sell the platform or close it on Sunday. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule this week on TikTok's challenge to the law. Following a hearing last week, Friday, though, expectations are high that the law will stand. For more details on this, you can visit jackrandfm.com. Click on news. We're staying abroad. Renier van Sel from Efficient Private Clients is keeping an eye on the international business front.
U.S. stocks opened higher, after an encouraging update on core consumer price inflation in the U.S., as well as a solid start to earnings season, where Wall Street banks J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs and Citigroup recorded a strong earnings season during the final quarter of 2024. This was powered by a boom in trading and deal-making, which highlighted the strength of the U.S. economy.
And with that, we move into company news.
Saudi Aramco, the world's largest oil company, is set to expand its investment in lithium production in a race to build a supply chain for the metal vital for batteries to power electric vehicles. Now, China controls about two-thirds of the market in lithium processing, but an increasing number of Western and Middle Eastern companies are investing in developing their own supply chains.
A dollar at this stage trading around 18 Rand 80, a euro 19 Rand 35, and a pound sitting at 23 Rand 1 cent. Gold is trading at $2,683.29 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $80.88 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with the live action from Paarl, and it is the Paarl Royals up against my Cape Town in the ninth match of the SA 2020-25. Well, it's a notoriously difficult ground to bat at, so going at 7 runs and over is not too bad going for my Cape Town. The score at the moment, 98 for 2 after about 14 overs. Rasif van der Dissen still at the crease on 48. His partner, George Linder, who's been doing pretty well for my Cape Town, he's got 5 from 5 deliveries so far. Pretoria Capitals fast bowler Andrich Nokia has been ruled out of the remainder of the Betway SA20 and the ICC Champions Trophy because of a back injury. The 31-year-old had initially been named in the Champions Trophy squad. He underwent scans on Monday afternoon and it revealed the extent of the injury. And still the only team with an unbeaten Premier League record at home intact this season. Arsenal are on a mission to right their recent knockout wrongs in tonight's mouth-watering North London derby against Tottenham Hotspur. This one happening at the Emirates Stadium. The Gunners' FA Cup run ended at the hands of holders Manchester United over the weekend, and Ange Postecoglou's men put 3 past Tamworth without reply, albeit after being taken to an additional 30 minutes. Here is Mikel Arteta.
Probably the nicest game of the season to watch and to play, certainly, because of the atmosphere, because what it means to our people, what it means to us, everybody is involved in the game. So this is something that is in our hands, for example. And let's create the best atmosphere.
Defending champion Arina Sabalenka and in-form Coco Gauff and former Melbourne winner Naomi Osaka and a rampant Carlos Alcaraz were all victors on a rainy day 4 at the Australian Open. Alexander Zverev also progressed, but Norway's Casper Ruud went down in 4 sets to Czech teenager Jakub Mensik to become the highest men's